and Nick.
Red Energy, Melbourne born and bred, and the only energy retailer certified to use the famous Australian made and owned logo. 101.9.
This is the Fox. Right now, you would be waking up, or when you woke up this morning, Biden has been inaugurated. He's in, and it's seemingly gone smoothly so far. Obviously, there were no big crowds. But we had an interesting conversation before, Fev.
Did we?
Well, yes, because you said, the first thing you said when we looked up at the screen, you went, oh, there he is. There's Biden. He's up there. He's just been, you know.
Inaugurated.
Inaugurated. And you said, well, is he off to have a nap now? Like, yeah, he like surely need to lie down.
Yeah. Because now I get it. I'm in my 40s. I'm tired. And he's like 100. Like, it's a big day. And I watched him walk down the stairs this morning and he looked tired then. And then he sat there and then he was patient and then they did all their stuff and J-Lo come out. I don't think he knew who J-Lo was. It wasn't in his era. But I said, oh, do you think he needs a nap? And you were like, why? And I was like, because he's old. And then we started talking about his appearance. And we don't like to mock people about their appearance because each to their own. But he's got a flat head. And I said, when you get old, like the back of your head.
Swift turnaround.
And my theory was, Foxy and Nick, that when you get older, your head gets flatter. Like, at the back. It's like just straight down.
Yeah, well, you see, it's funny. Like you say theory. You said that happens definitely. Everybody's head gets flat when they're 80.
Round. Ours are like perfectly round. Nick's is a bit longer than normal.
I've got a bigger head.
I'm going to show you something.
I've got a big bonce.
The back of your head, Fev, a bit flat, and I'm now looking at Nick's closely, even though he's got quite a bit of hair there, a bit flat. I think that's
when
just
you're
a
older, it droops down a bit more and it's flatter because it softens a bit.
I don't think
and it goes
does.
Flat because he's been laying on it for 80
years. Yeah, you said he's been having a lot of naps. He's had a lot of naps over time. And
that's my theory, and I think it's right.
Nick, I mean, I can tell you this because I know him very well. He has no medical background, no training, other than Dr. Colin Leong, his doctor. Have you asked Dr. Colin about
He'd
this?
He'd probably agree if I said it to him.
No, I don't think this is
this
a fact.
This is harsh to learn.
131060, happy for any... Oh, there's a song.
Is he not a... I thought he was a...
Oh, Aaron, you'll have a flathead in a minute.
I thought he was a... Fev, are you not a Coleman medalist / doctor? I didn't know that. I thought that's how it went. Isn't that
dual Coleman medalist?
Dual Coleman medalist. Yeah, probably free doctorate. There you go. University of Melbourne sends you one.
Not a thing. And 131060, if anybody does believe this, and if it is a thing, please support Fev. But I don't think this is happening. If any doctors actually are listening, please get verification.
Usually I look back at my fan club back there and they all agree with me, but they're all shaking their head no.
No, heads don't get flatter the older you get.
They're all shaking
their can't come with you, mate.
Shaking their round heads.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, as you know, guys, I've got four daughters. So the first daughter was pretty quiet when she was a teenager. Very quiet, Mia. Lenny, very quiet. Not into boys. Doesn't talk about boys often.
How old's Lenny?
Lenny is now 14, turning 15. Yep. Mia's 21. And Lulu's just turned 10. She's 11. She's turned 11 in December. Now, she's all about boys. She loves boys. And she's like, Dad, she thinks it talks about who she's going to marry. I'll marry someone that's rich. I don't care.
Who's her number one, in terms of, Bieber or Zayn? Or does she have,
I think it's
crushes?
All boys. I think it's just love boys.
Does she play with boys? Her boyfriends?
No, but she goes to a girls' school.
No, so I know, but,
she doesn't have any.
Oh, okay.
No, she doesn't, because my brother, who we spend a lot of time with, he's got four girls as well. So there's a lot of girls in there. But she loves boys. So we went out, when we were down the peninsula, we went out for lunch. And there was this waiter, and he was a little surfy dude with a blonde curly hair, and he would have been about 20 odd, and we were chatting about surfing, and Lulu was like, oh, he's a bit cute. I nearly fell off my chair. I said, sorry, what? She goes, well, he's cute. And I'm like, hun, he's like 20. And she goes, yeah, that's all right. Like, when I'm older. And I'm like, hang on. And then she goes, he's coming. Like, she went red. Like, she was embarrassed. And she was like, the eyes. Like, she was flittering her eyes. Like, And Alex
blink,
and I
blink,
lost.
Doing the big,
do you mean like fluttering?
The big
when I say flittering. No, same thing. Make up words. Mate, you'll get to know that, Nick. I make up words. She gets them. Fee gets them.
Oh, I got it.
You got it too. Maybe because it was very visual what I did.
Well, you looked like you were having a stroke.
Well, I'm old. Now, Alex and I were oh, my God, this is really happening. And then when we left, Alex goes to her mum, well, I think I could marry him. And I'm like, you're 11. I don't understand because it's never happened with the other kids before.
Yeah.
Right. How do I stop this?
This is not cool.
Also, she's broken her first rule. Daddy, I want to marry a rich man. Hold on, who's this waiter?
1019, The Fox.
There's a song that is breaking records all around the world. A 17-year-old. Do you know Olivia Rodrigo? I'm just not even going to look at you, Nick, and sweep over to Fev, who has girls of an age that watch Disney, because she's a Disney star.
Disney star, yeah. And I think she's gone big on TikTok too, yeah?
Well, she's huge on TikTok. Yeah. So she's got this song out, Driver's License. Yeah. It's the most, it's broken Spotify's record for the most streams in a day.
Nuts.
She's overtaken Ariana Grande, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, wow.
It's gone crazy.
How old is she?
17.
That really hurts me because I didn't get my driver's license.
You were preparing to be a nanny at that time.
No, I didn't get my license until I was 31. Yeah, she is singing about him at 17. Yeah, I know. Fev's disgusted.
Hang on.
We can talk about it later, Fev. Sorry.
Hang on. Let's jump off the swings for a bit. Sorry, Boxy.
No, yes.
31?
Yeah.
Why?
I just rode a bike everywhere and I was touring all the time for stand-up and just never, you just hop, fly somewhere.
Did
hop
you
in a
know
cab.
When you were 17? Did you like try and fail?
I had my L's and I did 120 hours, then just couldn't be bothered going into Vic Roads for 14 years.
Were you serious?
You know that? You know when it's on, you know, it's a do list.
That is the most bizarre.
What have I forgotten? As I'm sitting in the back seat of a car again. What have I forgotten? There my license.
I'm a pretty lazy person, but I want my license straight away because I want to go places. I want to do things. I want to be independent. I want to grow up. How do you be 31 and not have a license?
I don't know.
And rely on other people to drive you around? And
spoken down to by Fev.
Yes. I find this amazing. The nanny thing was cool. Like, you're a nanny. Well done.
Yeah.
But not having your license till you're 31. That'd be a record.
Oh, no. There's a lot of people without licenses in their 30s
That's
and 40s.
That's a super-duper record. That's unbelievable. Anyway, back to the song.
Okay, well, Olivia Rodrigo. She's got her driver's license. Sorry, Nick. And now she's got a song called Driver's License, and it is huge. We're about to play it in a few minutes because I don't know it.
Yeah.
I've switched off over summer.
It's a bit slow. And...
Well, but I think it's going nuts on TikTok because it's a love song. You know, if you look at the... if you break down the science of music and how to sell songs, because I've been a teenage girl and a young woman in my 20s who live off these songs. Like these, this is, and it was funny because Leon said to me, I'm surprised these are the songs you love. But
what would you go
to? I need to be clear about this. When I was younger, I was, you know, obsessed with heartbreak and love songs. But as I've gotten older, I just don't.
No.
No, it's
care.
Yeah. Like I think it's getting better. I like upbeat songs and happier songs.
Yeah.
My go-to Fev was with my really bad heartbreak when I was about 17. Alanis Morissette, You Ought to Know.
Yeah.
Angry. It's an angry one.
How did you already have that? That's amazing.
Magic.
You are good, Aaron. Looking.
That would have taken Byron 3 years to find that song.
And then I'd play that over and over and again. And then the most recent time that I reckon I was into sort of really dirgy love songs was, do you remember Christine Perry's 1,000 Years? Your eyes are glazing over, Nick. You don't. Well, Aaron, you are amazing.
What's happening here?
Aaron's like my personal Spotify. I just say
that.
He's a bot. I think Aaron's a computer. Fev's looking at... Fev has left his seat. He's walked around to Aaron's computer to look. How does this work?
That is impressive, Aaron. But they were my... You know, you call them... They're those songs. They're the songs that got you through something. And, you know, this is selfish. I've just heard two of mine, 13, 10, 60. If you've got a good... It's those ouch songs, those songs that, particularly for heartbreak or a bad time in your life, those songs you turn to that get you through. I'm looking at you both wondering if you've got one.
Yeah, mine was, It Wasn't Me.
No, that's not the same. Oh, I see what you did there. Got you through.
It stumped Aaron, though.
Have you got that, mate? Where's that?
Aaron, the love computer.
He's got it. It wasn't me. Very good, Fev. Very, very good.
So you want to hear people's ouch songs?
Yeah, the ouchy songs. Right. The ones that, and we'll play them for you. We'll even get them for you so you can relive that moment. We'll take you down through the moment that really broke you as a human.
13, 10, 60, your ouch songs. We want to hear from you. Here's Olivia's song in full, Driver's License.
Oh, yeah, let's hear it.
It's The Fox.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Here's the song we were talking about, Olivia Rodrigo. She's smashed, broken all Spotify's records for the most streams in a day with that song, Driver's License. I wish I'd heard it, but Fev continued the conversation off air with Nick, stunned that he took 31 years to get a driver's license. But that is right now. And, you know, it's interesting because I was having this chat with producers, and Leon is a grown man, and he doesn't like that song. Do you, Leon? You don't get it.
I get it. Don't understand it.
But I said to you, but it's young girls, and that is like candy for a teenage girl or a, you know, girl in her early 20s who's had her heart broken. Yeah. That is just, you can't get enough of that stuff.
Yeah. You're a lot softer at that age too, emotionally.
Yes.
The older you get emotionally harder, but physically softer.
Hitting all
you
the areas.
I mean?
So true.
Like my two-year-old son, if he falls off the swing, the graze heals immediately. But if mum leaves the room, he has a conniption, all right?
Yeah.
So 17-year-olds, I was a big softy. I'd, you know.
What was a song? Okay, Nick, off the top of your head, a song, a love song or an ouchy song, a sad song that you would like to turn to.
I can remember listening to when a girl broke up with me. You know that, I want you back, good, want you back. Want you back?
West Side.
No, I want you back. I want you. Oh, you were talking about
Westlife.
No, Boyzone. I think
is it Boyzone? NSYNC. I think it is.
I said
NSYNC.
No,
not NSYNC.
I reckon it's Boyzone.
No, not NSYNC.
Oh, no,
Ronan Keating. I want you back for good. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I want you back for good. From not, I think that's from the Notting Hill soundtrack. Wow.
You didn't go that far.
What'd she break up with you for?
Didn't have a license.
Marie in Seville. Hey, Marie.
Hello.
Marie, welcome to the show. What's your ouchy song, Marie?
Oh, it's Last Christmas by George Michael.
Does it take you back to a particular pain or heartbreak, Marie?
Yeah, it does.
What happened?
It was one of my favourite songs, and I was sort of singing away to it on the dance floor with my then boyfriend, about 19, and a few days later I was at work and finished work. I'd gone and got him a Christmas present and was all excited about it, jumped on the bus, and then I saw in the distance at another bus stop he was sitting there with going the opposite way with another girl sitting on his lap.
Oh, Marie! Oh, that's so sad.
Last Christmas,
I gave you my heart.
And then I went home with another girl.
Oh, you poor thing, Marie. Did things kick on, though? You got better after that?
Yeah. I'm married with three kids now.
Oh, great outcome.
Boxy, at Christmas time when I was younger, unlike Marie, like I'd sort of, because school would finish around the 21st.
Yeah.
And because you always had a girlfriend at school. You'd break up with them. Like around Christmas time, and then you'd get back with them at the start of school. So you had the summer to hang out with the boys,
and then
you'd
have to buy a present. It's too good.
It was the best.
It's you're
save
amazing.
Money, have fun, get back.
I tried that last year. My wife said it's not going to work. Get down to the shops.
Alicia in Wattle Glen. Hi, Alicia.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Great, Alicia. You sound upbeat now, but I imagine there was a time when you had a song that you would turn to. What was that song, Alicia, in Troubled Times?
It was Anastasia, I'm Out of Love.
Oh, yes. Thanks, dear. Anastasia with her rose-tinted glasses.
That's right.
Remember her long extensions?
That's it.
Alicia, hearing it now, does it take you back?
It takes me back to I was nearly 17 and my very first boyfriend took me out for dinner on our one-year anniversary and he sat there and sung that song to me and broke up with me that night.
Oh, wow.
So hang on, he sang that, was the song a love dedication and then he chose to break up with you or was he breaking up with you with the song?
He was breaking it up with me with the song.
Oh, wow, that's a good effort. And she eats her green curry Thai or whatever she's eating.
Nice. And it's a 17-year-old date. You're like, all right, who's picking up the La Pochetta tab? All right.
101.9 The Fox.
31 the top, nice and hot Thursday, just the way we like it. Mostly sunny. It's 15 outside with Fifi, Fev, and
a little
Nick.
Bit hotter in here, Boxy.
And how good does the studio now smell? No offense, Fev and Nick, but gee, something's wafted in that's lovely, and it is.
It's called
Mr.
a hangover.
Tommy Little.
They say booze sweat is just nice and sweet the next morning. Guys, I'm so happy to be here. Nick, Cody, it's great to hear you on the show, mate. I walked in, and as I was walking into the studio, I heard you guys talking about Red Energy, and I just assumed that was your new nickname.
Oh, that's a great nickname.
Yes.
Red Energy.
Yes.
Yes.
And can I say, have you spoken about the elephant in the room?
What is it?
Have you talked about this?
Why? No.
Because I was really excited to get back on radio this year. I was excited to see all the new billboards go up around town for all the shows. You guys have, without a doubt, the biggest billboard in Melbourne.
Hey, look at our heads.
You have it on Punn Road going over, and I thought, this is great, the new show, what a fantastic billboard. Cody, have you seen it?
No.
You're not on it.
That's it. Welcome to Byron's World.
Wait. Aaron Rich is going to get his head on a billboard before you do.
This didn't go well. You thought it was going to go, did
no.
it?
It's a bit grim, actually.
This is before you walked in. Before you walked in, he goes, yep, Tommy's on. I'm going to roast him.
Yeah. This is not who's not out. On the billboard? All the listeners will be like, who's that talking? I've seen the billboard.
All right. I need a Sharpie and a ladder. I'm going to go sort something out on Punt Road.
If it makes you feel better, Nick, it's our old billboard. So obviously.
No, it only went up 2 weeks ago.
Okay,
it's the new one, Boxy. It's the busiest road
but I
in
bet
Melbourne.
It's this one, Tommy. Is it the one
Punt
where...
Road's not busy, is it? It's busy again?
It says. Mate, the reason I've seen it is because I've been stuck for an hour on it. Each time I go down Punt Road and it's that busy, I'm like, I'd love a spike in cases. Just a few COVID cases just to clear the roads out a bit, get everyone back at home.
Is there that a joke hasn't gone well? Nick's head on there, that'll clear it.
No, is there a bit of silver there? Is it like a scratchy billboard? Do I have to get up and finish it? How do you?
I don't know. It says, and it says, get that feeling as well. And I'm like, for you, I think that feeling is a kick in the gut.
Regret, sadness, shame.
Is it also, that's where I've got my hands up, look like I'm praying to God?
Yeah, praying for a new co-host.
Welcome, Tommy.
Hey, it's so good to be here, guys. Hey, live comedy's back. I'm not just back. Live comedy is back, and I'm doing a show at the Music Bowl.
Insane.
Big outdoor comedy show. Tickets go on sale midday today, so get amongst it.
Are you going to read some names off here
first? Well, just like the billboard, there's something missing.
Yeah.
I did actually ask Cody to do it. I believe you are touring somewhere else. Yes. Oh. It's on March 12th. It's called Tommy Little's Big Comedy Showcase. Because it's all my...
He's checking his diary.
No, don't check too closely, mate. Don't check too closely.
You got Dilruk, Dave Thornton.
Mate, some of the best comedians in Australia. We've got a house band. I'm going to treat it like a big outdoor kind of tonight show. So we've got a house band playing music.
You're going to be like Hugh Jackman. You got the band, the
I'm
music.
I'm going to do some tap dancing, some Wolverine stuff, bit of Boy from Oz. Expect it all.
You need to get those chicken legs a bit bigger if you're going to look like Wolverine.
Mate, keep the legs smaller. It makes the upper body look bigger.
Does it?
Oh.
Also, I hadn't seen you in shorts in some time, and Fifi brought it up as well. You got leg tats.
I think Fifi just said that because she just wanted to get a closer look at the old pins.
I did say to you, don't think I'm creepy, Tommy, but I want to go down and have a look because I've never seen you.
No, you said have a touch.
Okay. I've never seen you with shorts, so this is the first time I've seen your legs.
You're the first person that has examined tattoos like a blind man with braille. Just fingers, busy fingers up and down the inside of the thigh.
You did describe one of them, though, and you said, on one side of his leg, there's a panda. And he said, it's only half finished. And I said, well, or is it just a panda? You know what I mean? Like, they're not fully coloured in. That's a bear.
Oh, yeah,
you know what I mean? If you colour it in, that's a bear then. But that looks great.
Yeah, thank you. It's a panda with a party hat on. It's a party panda. Completing my series of stupid animal tattoos on my arm, I have an eagle wearing roller skates, which my tattooist said at the time, he said, this is the first and last joke tattoo I ever will do. I got him, though. I've got more from him.
Will it stop, actually? When does it stop? Because I would, in terms of addictions...
When there's no more room?
But you take it slowly. Like, it looks like you're going to do a full...
In terms of my addictions that I have, the tattoos is the least worrying. Like, let's focus on other things. Let's focus on the things that lead to the decisions that lead to the tattoos.
Tommy's got a headache. Must have had another tattoo. Yeah.
Jeez, he hasn't turned over work for 3 days. Must be a big tattoo.
A bit dusty. Look at his sleeve.
Have you smelt him? A bit tattoo-y. Jeez, he started stealing things. Must be to fund the tattoos.
Tommy,
they are expensive tattoos.
This is, now, you just mentioned your big show. How do you get tickets?
Great question. TommyLittle.com.au.
AllTicketTech.com.au.
AllTicketTech, yeah. It is called Tommy Little's Big Comedy Showcase. It's just one big night. So tickets go on sale midday. Book your groups at the Music Bowl. They've separated all into booths and stuff.
Oh,
so
okay.
If there is a COVID thing, it's all still going to be COVID safe. Get your group together and come down and have some fun.
And also, maybe if you've got nothing on this afternoon, tune in to the Fox at 3 o'clock.
Yes, absolutely.
You won't be plugging this today, will you?
It might get another mention. I've also got other dates. Newcastle coming up this weekend. No, wait. I'll wait till this afternoon.
Carrie and Tommy this afternoon, 3 p.m. Tommy Little, thank you for joining us, my friend.
It was great to see you. Fifi, Fev, and whoever that other bloke is.
Fifi, Fev, and Nick on the Fox.
Red Energy, Melbourne born and bred, and the only energy retailer certified to use the famous Australian made and owned logo. What?